And I had an amendment to limit it, strict liability to dogs running at large. I'm still very concerned, though, that based on what the insurance commissioner's representative told us, that insurance rates may spike for everybody over a period of time. We never studied, and we never studied what happened in other states. In my opinion, if you take an insurance company that's paying out 50% of the claims in a dog bite and raise it to 100%, you're going to have insurance rate spikes. So we'll have to see if by limiting it to dogs at large, we've attempted to defuse that issue.
Now, when this bill passed the Senate Minority Leader E.J. Pipkin called this a boon for trial lawyers because by the strict liability, you're a trial lawyer. You take offense at that, or do you think that, I mean, is this,
no,
will
well,
this
I think,
lead to lawsuits?
Well, let's put it this way. I have led the fight against this bill.
Right.
I think it will lead to lawsuits. I think strict liability is not warranted here. I think that there was no crisis in Maryland, that the common law principles of liability were working very well, and I think there was an overreaction to a particular case. Having said that, we did everything we could to restrict the strict liability only to those circumstances where a dog was running at large and bite somebody. Under those circumstances, I hope it will not lead to the kind of insurance, the explosion in rates that I am concerned that it ultimately will, unless we revisit this issue and study the insurance impact.